It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
And welcome back to another episode of the Pandarin Talk. I'm one of your hosts, Jordan Mask. And with me, as always, a man who I couldn't think of a snazzy opening line for this week, Sean Dingler. Sean, what's up?
Not much. What a line you have right there.
It's very disappointing, I know.
Very disappointing. It's all right. It happens. We all have our tough days. The weather's getting better, you know. I know your mind's somewhere else at this point. It's getting nice out. The vaccine's coming out. You know, life's looking a little brighter.
You know, I've been told for most of my life, this happens to many men as they get older. You know, they just can't perform. Is there a blue pill for, like, podcast openings? Because I could use one right now.
I mean, there's certainly a blue pill, but, I wouldn't want to do the one where you just end up getting a boner instead of thinking of something. So I would say that's probably called the Limitless pill from that movie or whatever, but I don't know how to access that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know if that's real. You are onto something, though, Sean. I have been known to podcast better with a boner, so maybe that's nice. You know,
just a rock hard boner, just ready to go.
Yeah. Audio. This is audio format, you know, so I can just rock a hard boner, you know, just sitting here. We're now getting explicit in our podcast.
Yeah, we're getting real explicit.
Sean, we've ran out of ideas for podcasts, apparently, because we're going to do a mailbag today.
Hey, people aren't supposed to know. That's the reason people do mailbags.
Hey, we're podcasters talking about podcasting. That's one of our things, man.
Like, do you remember, it's like, you remember in like TV shows, they don't ever do this anymore, but like before, like streaming, and like where they would just, like, you know, in seasons where like 20 some episodes long, they would just have an episode that was like a flashback episode that would just show old clips. Do you like remember that?
Like, I loved them.
Yeah, and that was like a thing that happened all the time on any TV shows. Doesn't happen anymore because they don't make as much, and it'd be real fucking weird watching on Netflix. And then there's a flashback episode on Netflix where it's like, dude, I can just watch this episode.
Yeah, that would be weird. Now that you say that, like, I'm rewatching some of those old shows on Netflix. It's very weird.
Yeah. Yeah, because obviously before they had no access to that. So you're just watching a show and, you know, you'd probably not see those episodes again. So why not have a flashback episode to make it a little easier?
I wonder how pissed people were when that would happen. Because, you know, you'd be excited, like, oh, man, my new show's on this week. Like, awesome, I'm going to sit down and watch it. And then it's like, oh, it's a flashback episode. I've seen all this crap. This isn't cool.
I know. It's always annoying because usually it's like it would be, like, set up by, like kind of a new episode to show them. And then all of a sudden they'd be like, oh, but remember that one time? And then it'd just go into a bunch of fucking montages of things that happened.
Yeah, like the Simpsons, I remember they would always do it like, maybe Marge is pregnant again. Like, so then they do like all these flashbacks to like when she met Homer and all that stuff. They did that like four times. But no, Sean, I'm joking about this, obviously. We haven't run out of ideas, people. We have plenty of ideas, but we really wanted to do one of these mailbags for a while.
Yes, we have.
So we finally did it. And you guys came out and gave us some pretty good questions, I think. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to answer some of your guys' questions, and hopefully it's fun.
Yeah, and feel free in the future, or at any time, to send us questions. You can text or message either one of us. There's also an email, PanderingTalk. I think it's PanderingTalk@gmail.com, I believe. I rarely receive anything there, but yes, it's PanderingTalk@gmail.com. That's Pandering as in PANDARING, talk@gmail.com. So, but if it's easier to just message us, and we'll take them that way.
Yeah, we're always open to suggestions from listeners. Like, even if you want us to talk on some subjects, you know, out there in the real world.
Yeah, if you need some life advice, you know, like Ryan Priscilla does on his podcast, we'll give you life advice.
Yeah, I'm willing to give advice.
Is it good? I don't know.
Hey, you're asking us. You're pretty hard off, so maybe it's worth it. Yeah, Sean, let's just jump right into these.
Let's do it.
Do you want to start?
Sure. Are we just going to work from the top to the bottom on our...
Do it.
Okay, I don't know if you can answer this first one. I got asked your favorite local comedian, and I will go Des Moines specific, and we'll probably not do this that long because obviously a lot of people who are not from Des Moines wouldn't know probably this guy, but his name's Dan Upton, one of the like original founders, I guess, of comedy, who's really kept the scene, started the comedy scene in Des Moines and has kept it going for like over 10 years probably now. Also super funny guy. You'll see him at the Funny Bone occasionally hosting, featuring post-COVID times, I believe. Super funny guy. Check him out. I'm sure he probably has, you can, I know he's on Twitter. I assume there might be clips of him on YouTube. It's D-A-N space U-M-T-H-U-N. Dan Upton.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Sean, you're the only comedian I know locally, so you're my favorite.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah, that's the only one I know by name. Sean, I will ask, you know, we'll kind of spin off that first question into a question I now have for you.
Okay.
Outside of the Des Moines area, what would be like one venue that you really like to do comedy at?
Okay. Oh, that is, let me, there's a place in, I'll go like, I'm not going to be like, the Carnegie Hall or something like that. Obviously that probably isn't going to happen, but on my level, there's, I think, if it's still there, a lot of these, unfortunately, a lot of these venues are having a tough go through COVID. So we'll see. But there's a place in Minneapolis. I think it was, it's called the Comedy Corner Underground, maybe. I think that's what it was called. It was like this local comedy club up there that seemed really cool. I know a few people, local people who've performed there. And that was always, always seemed like a cool place to want to be able to perform. So that local, I think it was Comedy Corner Underground or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's in Minneapolis, you said?
That's in Minneapolis, correct.
All right, cool, cool. Yeah, I've only been to a few, and they've all been to watch you, Sean. So, you know, I can just heap the praise on you here, but we do that enough on this podcast.
That's
so
fine. I'll make a plug right here. If you do live in the Des Moines area, and you're not afraid of COVID or whatever, or you've gotten COVID and you're fine, go to Teehee's Comedy Club. It's a local minority-owned comedy club here in Des Moines with a lot of the local Des Moines comedians and Midwest comedians. They have Midwest shows too. It's not just people specifically from Des Moines, but it's local ones, and it's phenomenal. It's a great venue. It's a good time. So check that club out when you can.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Check that out. Yeah, Sean, let's move on to the next question, I guess.
Yes.
I'll do this one. Okay. Yeah, no, I'll do this one. Okay. So if we had known that the pandemic was coming, what is one thing that you would have done differently if you had known that?
I actually have two answers for this. One answer, my responsible answer would be hug my family, you know, and do that, because I legit have not hugged them, since, you know, last year or whatever, before all this. Irresponsible answer is spend and drink way too much at a bar for one last hurrah, just to get fucking shit faced and buy way too much alcohol and just have way too good of a time at a bar.
Yeah. I feel you there. Mine are very similar along those lines. My first one, this one's kind of jokingly, I would have gotten a job, like a different job, wouldn't have been trying to job hunt through the pandemic.
Yeah, that's true. That's a little harder to do in a pandemic.
But two other things I would have done. I would have gone to a movie in a movie theater, because I've really missed that. I'm really hoping they come back, because I really enjoyed that. And I would have tried to like move up one of those big like get together events I have with friends every now and then.
Yes. Oh, that's a good idea.
One of the big ones, you know, is like, obviously the town of Trier has their town festival, and I get to see a lot of my friends then. I would have tried to like get together with them, or there's a lot of college friends. We get together yearly around Memorial Day. I think it's Memorial Day. One of those days.
Is that the beginning or the end part or mid part of summer?
Beginning of summer.
Okay, then that would be Memorial Day.
Boom. Nailed it. I would have, like, we usually get together around there. I would have moved something like that up and, like, got together, because we missed that. And those are usually fun. So those are things I would have done. Obviously, yeah, I would have loved to have the family get togethers too. I've been a little more exposed to my family, just because of my work situation.
Yeah.
So I haven't had to go as far without them. But yeah, I would have definitely gone to a movie, because I missed the movie theaters, and would have moved up some get togethers with people.
Oh man, if I yeah, I guess if I could have seen the new Fast and Furious film, like somehow move that to come out earlier, that or the Bond film would have been great.
Yeah, man, we missed those by like a month.
I know,
like a month,
literally a month. We missed that, and yeah, I think what you said May was, I believe the Fast and Furious. I don't know when the Bond one is at this point when they're scheduling that.
Man, they're never coming out. We're gonna be fucking like 50 years old and be like, hey man, remember you hear about Bond coming out next year? It's gonna be awesome. Daniel Craig's been dead for 20 years.
Yeah, he's been dead for 20 years, but it's coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's all I got for what I'd move up. You want the next one?
Yeah, sure. Which multi-level marketing company is the worst?
Ooh, I got this one.
Okay.
Any multi-level marketing company is the worst. More specifically, the sex call ones. One in particular, I watched this documentary. It's on HBO. It was about six episodes too long. It should have been like two or three episodes, and it would have been perfect. But it's about Nexium. It's essentially a sex cult.
Oh.
It is like fucking multi-level marketing, and it's creepy as fuck. And yeah, that's the worst one. Sex cult ones are the worst.
That's funny you brought that up because of this reason.
Did you just join them? Are you in?
I am in it. I'm not in Nexium. No, the reason it's funny is because we were watching Dateline on Friday, and they were covering Nexium. That was their episode, was about Nexium.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it about? Was it about the guy in jail now?
Yes, it was basically, I mean, it was about the whole thing, but yeah, talking about how that guy is in jail, and like, they like had an interview with him, but he straight up just like denied, you know, he was like, it's not bad or what, for whatever reason, I forget what, but yeah, it was, he basically like didn't show that much remorse about it. Also like blamed everyone else. And they're like, oh, there's all these recordings. That's the weird thing. The guy like recorded everything as he was doing it. So it's like, all proof, but he's like, no, like, I didn't do this, but they're like, this is on recording. Like, you've said this.
Yeah. So the weirdest part about that documentary I watched is it's like one of the main characters was like, he was like one of the head guys in the Nexium with them.
Yeah.
And he was a documentary director. So he documented the whole thing from the time he got in there.
Oh, really? So
like, he had all these videos from like years previously. The weird thing about that documentary though, at the end, it like, kind of as a cliffhanger where like they call the guy in jail and it's like inferred like they're gonna have interviews with him the next season. It's like, yeah, maybe don't let the fucking sex cult leader like speak on camera. Like, maybe don't give him that platform, but okay, yeah, whatever.
It's not a good good time. And the other thing is the lady who was in Smallville was involved in that, and that was always a weird tidbit. If I had to say my specific one, I'd say Amway, and whatever falls under Amway has a bunch of them. And I say that because I've worked events at my previous job. We did four Amway events, and oh my God, you're just like, all these people here are just sketch. Like, it feels super sketch, and they're taking advantage of all these people. And I don't even feel right for working those events. And it's one of the things I'm happy I don't have to do, because it was like, I am just helping these people get scammed, basically.
Yeah. The worst part is when you like go there and you see people who like really believe in this stuff.
That's the problem. Yeah.
And it's like, man, like the worst part is it's usually the people who really believe in it are the people who like are kind of hard off.
Yeah. That's the problem. They take advantage of lower income people or people just out of college or something like that.
Like they're really like striking at the cliche American dream. Like, you can hit it big with like this one thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
And that's the hardest thing about multi-level marketing, or the thing that like, I just wish people would realize, is you essentially like, based on like how much money, you know, you basically, the whole thing is you reach out to as many people, but basically like if you follow the statistics, it doesn't take long before it's like, yeah, you can't make money at a certain point, basically, because you've already reached so many people. I forget what documentary I was watching. Maybe it was a Herbalife documentary or something. But it was like, basically, they're just like, yeah, they don't make any sense. Like, you cannot, only the people who are in at the very beginning can make a shitload of money, basically.
Well, isn't that the thing too? Like, because it's legal for a while, but yes, it comes to a point where like it's illegal.
Yeah, they all get in trouble, or they have to change their ways, basically.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm gonna get just a tad political with this, and maybe, you know, correlation doesn't mean causation, but for this Amway group that we helped out, I believe it does. Is that one of the events I was setting up? It was the inauguration of Donald Trump, his inauguration. And they wanted it played on their video and watched it and clapped for whenever, you know, he took the oath of office or whatever. So that, I'm just going to put that out there. I'm not saying I'm basically saying, like, if they're believing in Trump, like, it's kind of sketchy what they're doing then. But seems par for the course.
Yeah, for sure. And I know I'm we probably have a listener or two out there who does some sort of multi-level marketing thing, and they're probably like, man, fuck these guys. I realize sometimes it's a good way to make a little bit of money on the side. I don't think that's very common. I think we've known a few people who've done them, Sean, yeah, and they don't seem to end up lasting very long.
No. I mean, if you can make money, go for it. Like I do that, but also realize that those are not set up for you to usually succeed at them. Unfortunately, you're just getting taken advantage of.
Yeah. Yeah. So, good question. That was a good one. Yes. A little more lighthearted one here, Sean. I don't know if you actually planned on answering this one, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What's the best beard that you know out there right now?
Beard.
Like, who has the best beard? Who of people has, you know,
the best beard?
And I'm not going to ask the second part of the question that was asked because it's not true. Sorry. Sorry. I know you're listening. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Well, I know who asked this question, and I'll give it up to Mitchell Ackman. He does have a decent beard. But I'm trying to think if I know anyone else. I know people with beards, but
here, can't I'll answer why you think.
Yeah, you go for it.
So I got two here for two different reasons. One, shout out to my buddy Jake Bespin-Chad. He has the fullest beard of anyone I know. It's okay. One of those beards, like, he shaves. I guarantee that dude has, like, some deep 5 o'clock shadow by the end of the day. Okay. That's a beard's beard, man. And it looks like one of those you could, like, it looks like a full head of hair on his chin, man. It's great. Like, I rock a beard, but it's, like, borderline, like, not – It's borderline bad. I'll admit it. You know, I'm a man. I'll admit it. Yeah. Not his, though. He's got a full damn beard, and it's glorious. The second one I got is my buddy Ike Lewis from my Best Buy days, and he just goes for it. Like, he just has a full, bushy-ass beard, and he rocks it, you know? Part of a beard, you got to have the confidence to rock it, and Ike does. So shout-out to Ike as well.
All right. That's not bad. I'll still go with Mitchell Ackman solely because I know that kid's been growing a beard like forever and has been rocking it before like beards were like a thing. I guess that's it. I'm trying to think if I guess Tommy Morgan, who's a comedian in Des Moines, has always had a fucking tremendous good looking beard. So I'll go with those two.
Okay. Fair enough. Here, Sean, I'll ask the next one because I asked one that wasn't on our list here. All right, this one. Why do people from Trier only drink Busch Light?
Because we're from God's country, and that's God's beer. And it's, I don't know, it's the premier beer of Tama County.
So the short answer here is because we like to party.
Exactly. I should have remembered that.
But we also enjoy, you know, a great taste.
Mm-hmm.
Less filling. I know I'm quoting other beers for this, but
it's a great taste and an easy drinking light beer, Jordan.
And it's cheap. You know, here's the real reason, guys. It's fucking cheap. It is. I can get really drunk for not a lot of money. That's why.
That is why. It's real cheap. It's real easy to do.
And if I want to get really like fucking get real deep in the weeds here, it's probably because everyone we knew growing up drank Busch Light. Everyone they knew drinking up drank Busch Light. And it's just passing down through the generations because we want to be like people who we thought were cool drinking before us.
That's right. Our parents drank Busch Light, so we drink Busch Light.
Fuck yeah.
It is funny because it is, you know, it is a predominant thing in Iowa. There's a lot of people who drink Busch Light, but I truly do feel that Tama County, specifically Traer, drinks more Busch Light than other counties, rural counties in Iowa. Like, it's a more of a fandom thing. I don't know. All I know is I went to Emily Ewalt's wedding here down in at the embassy in Des Moines, and they ran out of Busch Light because they didn't realize how many people drink Busch Light.
So I will agree that we drink a lot of it there. I've thought the same thing, but I've also met a few rural Iowa, like, friends from other parts of the state.
Yeah.
Who they have the same issue. The issue is just like other parts of the state don't understand. Like, they're like, oh, you know, country folk, they like them Busch Lights out there, you know? That was my nice,
city? Des Moines. Yes. Yeah. Even though I had like a Southern twang to it almost.
We are down here in the South in the Metro.
Sure.
But like, they just don't understand. Like, it's a huge thing in the rural county. So like, whenever those like cross paths, they're like, whoa, a lot of Busch Light being drank here. Not as much, or way more than we thought, type thing. So, but Tama County for sure, and Traer, we just love it, you know?
Yeah. It's
right out of Wolf Creek.
It's right out of Wolf Creek. Bottled and canned right out of Wolf Creek.
Yeah. So, again, because I know who asked this question. Great taste, cheap as hell. There you go.
There we go.
And also, the hangover isn't as bad as the other cheaper beers, like Keystone and shit like that.
That's true. It's the best light beer. It's way better than Miller.
Oh, fuck Miller.
Fuck Miller. Whenever I see someone drink Miller, which actually is my neighbor, but I'm like, who? What happened? Why aren't you drinking, like, you know, any other light beer?
Yeah. So, honestly, like, I'll see a Miller, some Keystone.
Yeah.
Okay. So, honestly, I don't mind Coors. I think they're all right. But yeah, I see those two. I'm like, man, what happened to you? Like, who hurt you in life to make you drink these beers?
Yeah. It's just not that good.
No, not good. So, Busch Light, if you want to sponsor the podcast,
please, we'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll drink one on the podcast. I don't fucking care. I'll drink three. I'll drink four. I won't stop.
I'll do a six pack podcast.
Oh, that'd be a fun podcast.
Yes, it would. Busch Light, if you want to sponsor us drinking a six pack over podcast, feel free to reach out.
Hell yeah.
All right, Sean, moving on here.
Okay. Our most embarrassing moment in high school. Jordan, did you want to go first? I do have one.
Yeah, so this was actually kind of hard, honestly. I didn't have like any of those like stereotypical like movie moment, like embarrassing moments. Like, I didn't get shoved out in the fucking gym naked or anything like that. Or, like,
man.
You know, something like really embarrassing. Yeah. So really my two embarrassing moments here are the one year I did the swing show, because they stuck me right up front and I didn't sing or dance. So
not good at the swing show.
No, for those of you who don't know what the swing show is, it's essentially like the like yearly show where they like do like the like show choir.
It's a variety show of music, band, sketches, all that type of stuff.
And I had went out for chorus one year just to like hang out with my friends. And they stuck me right up front and I didn't sing or dance. So I didn't do anything. But the reason it's not my most embarrassing moment is because like in the weeks that followed, I would talk to people in the community and they thought it was like a bit I was doing.
Oh no, really?
Yeah. They're just like, oh, that was hilarious. I like, you just wouldn't dance and sing. I was like, okay, this isn't nearly as embarrassing as it felt when I was up there.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
But really the most embarrassing moment I probably had is when I broke both my arms. Cause there's nothing more embarrassing been working at the town pool and having two broken arms in a cast. And it's like every day people be going like, well, what happened? It's like, well, I ran into a wall. And they're like, ah, really, what happened? It's like, no, I really ran into a wall.
What? I forgot about that. Was that at like football practice or something, or weightlifting?
Yeah, so we were doing early morning weights and we were like doing the races in the gym or whatever.
Yeah.
And we would run to the baseline. And usually when we would do that, you'll remember, like, we would run, like, through the open doors, so you didn't have to, like, stop right away.
Yeah.
Well, they were doing construction, so those doors were shut. So, like, we had to stop on a dime, and, like, everyone else in this fucking thing did it fine, you know? Me, I just ran full fucking bore into this wall.
Was I there? And, like, I feel like I was not there, but maybe I was. I don't know.
No, you guys were all gone at Boys State or something like that, I think, right?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I wasn't in Boys State, but I don't feel like I was there for whatever reason. I also showed up late to weightlifting all the time. So
yeah, you did. Really, the embarrassing part isn't like how I broke my arms, because it was kind of, in my opinion, it was kind of a badass way to break my arms, because then I went and like lifted for like half the weights.
Yeah.
So.
So like you obviously didn't like separate your bones. How bad of a fracture was it then?
It was enough where like, so I immediately like knew my wrist was fucked up, like, cause it like hurt really bad and I couldn't move it.
Yes.
Luckily we won the races, cause otherwise the loser had to do pushups and,
oh no,
that would have sucked. But then we went up and did power clean, you know, and like I cleaned yeah, and like almost like threw, wrist. Yeah, almost threw open. Like they're like, hey Jordan, maybe you shouldn't lift anymore if you can't like feel your wrist. So like I'm sitting there and I can't lift my wrist at all. And then like as the day's going on, I notice my elbow is just like locking out on me and I can't move my elbow. So like it didn't hurt, but I just like couldn't move my elbow.
Yeah.
So like I called my mom, like, hey mom, this is like at 10 o'clock. So it's like 2 hours after weightlifting's over. I'm like, hey mom, I should probably go to the doctor. I can't move my elbow and I can't like lift my wrist. So and these are in separate arms, by the way. So like at one point what I would do is, because like someone brought me some food. I didn't get like x-rayed till like 1 p.m. that day.
Yeah.
So eating lunch, I bought some food. And how I would eat is I would lift my wrist up with my arm that like the elbow was broke on. I would lift it up and then I would move that arm in because my other arm like could not physically move in to like feed myself. Yeah.
That sounds miserable in every way.
And my my friend G-Hawk just watched me do this.
Did not help.
No. I mean, honestly, if he would have tried to help, I would have fucking flipped on him probably. But, yeah. But yeah, so that was probably my most embarrassing moment. It was working at the pool with two broken arms.
I forget, were the casts up above the elbows too? Obviously the one was both of them.
They wanted to, I wouldn't let them. They're like, oh no, for like this type of break, we should really do it above the elbow. I'm like, no. I'm not having two broken elbows like above the elbow. Not fucking happening.
You just can't fucking do anything. So what did you do at the pool again? Were you just the office manager?
So I worked the counter. I created a position. That position that like the candy guy who like worked the counter, that wasn't a thing before I started it.
I know. And then I did that my senior year.
Yeah, it was a great job. It sucked though, just because like I said, like random moms from the town would come in and be like, oh, what happened to your arms? Let's make a joke about how they have a guy with two broken arms doing the money up here.
Not still a little sore about that.
You know, a little bit. Sean, let's hear about your most embarrassing moment. Okay. I'm tired of talking about mine.
Yeah, fair enough. I will tie in. I wasn't going to say this one originally, but because you went through the town, how when you did not have a great performance apparently to the town and everyone thought it was a bit. That reminded me of when I was the lead in the Once Upon a Mattress. Yep. And I enjoyed it. I always enjoy acting, that type of stuff. And I did not really want to be the lead in a musical. I'd rather be a lead in a comedy play or something like that. But unfortunately, no one else really wanted to do it. So I was stuck doing that role. And so I had to sing. And, you know, I was in chorus. I was a chorus president, but I would not say I have a great voice by any means. And I just remember after the play, you know, people would just be like, yeah, you did good. You did all right. You know, like very lukewarm take on my singing, basically. And so that was kind of unfortunate, but at the same time, you know, I didn't expect to be great, but yeah, it was not, it's not a great feeling when people are just like, yeah, you did something there, you know.
Like, you finished it.
Yeah, you finished it. Like, you can just tell that they can't, you know, they're not going to lie to you and say you're great at it, which is fine because no one wants a person who thinks they're really good at singing that sucks at singing to want to sing. So, fair enough.
Yeah, at least you're self-aware there.
Another one this is the one I thought of, and I feel like, so in my life, how my brain works, I just think of my sad moments in life way more than any other moment in my life. And this one, it comes to me. I think about this every once in a while. Not that often, but it comes back to me that there were, I'll leave the women unnamed in our high school. But there's two women. And I remember, because I was not taught the ways. I was not a womanizer by any chance in school. And I thought by being able to touch the rim, the basketball rim, that the women would ooh and all over my athletic ability.
Okay.
And there was definitely a point, I don't remember if it was like after a concert or in gym class, or I don't remember this, where it specifically was. I don't remember like what was happening, but I remember doing this. There's two of these girls who, you know, I found, you know, more attractive than other girls at our school, whatever. And I literally was just jumping and like touching the rim thinking, oh yeah, these ladies, they're going to be like, damn, Sean, you can touch that fucking rim. Yeah, look at that jumping, that 28-inch vert right there, 24 probably. And yeah, I thought they'd swoon. Guess what? Didn't happen. And I probably, in reality, looked like a loser. Another one, just because this kind of reminds me of this. And we talked about boners at the beginning of this. But I'm pretty sure, my memory could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure, if you knew me in high school, I wore athletic shorts all the time. And when you get a boner with an athletic short, it doesn't fucking hide. And I'm pretty sure at one point in, it would have been in band, it would probably would have been my sophomore year, I'm pretty sure I was popping a boner. You know, I'm going through my phases. I wasn't a fully developed individual. You know, like, you're yep. still going. I developed a little later, I feel like. And so, I couldn't control it. At the time, I was like, they probably don't see this. Looking, the more time goes on and I look back, I'm like, oh, those girls definitely just saw like a huge fucking boner in my pants, basically. Not that like I was staring at them like, oh, I got a boner. It was literally just because of going through puberty and that such.
So you weren't like making eye contact with them?
No, it wasn't like in a creepy like thing. It was simple, you know. Yeah, it's what any boy, when you're going through puberty, you just get boners at just random times and you can't really control it.
Man, we have turned this podcast into boner talk.
Boner talk, baby.
Boner talk.
Boner talk, where we talk about boners all day long.
That gives me the willy jillies or whatever the fuck they're called. Ooh.
Yeah, creepy, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It makes me feel weird. We're not doing that anymore. but no, Sean, that's probably happened. Yes. I'm sure if you ask some high school girl, they've probably seen dudes boners by accident before. So yeah. I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah. Athletic shorts, that's the thing I've learned. Wear jeans. They can hide your boner a little easier than just straight athletic shorts.
That's a good tagline. Jeans, we hide your boners.
We hide your boners.
All right, Sean. Moving on. We got another one here. What is the best lightsaber duel you've ever seen?
All right, I'll go first because I don't think my answer is that great. I actually, again, have two for this. One, if it's... Okay, in the movies, I'll say... I don't remember how many times Yoda fights, but whenever Yoda does fight, it's pretty impressive because they build up, you know, you never see Yoda fight. He's just a wise old man, and then he finally fights. It's tremendous.
Yeah.
The other one is in the Star Wars video game. I believe it's Revenge of the Sith one. I played the shit ton out of it. There is one where I think you fight General Grievous, but it's just fucking awesome seeing General Grievous with a shit ton of lightsabers. And so I just enjoyed that one.
Okay. Yeah. General Grievous. Very underwhelming in the movie. I know that's a whole thing like on the internet. Like they did General Grievous dirty in Revenge of the Sith and all that. But
yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's really cool. He has like four fucking arms with lightsabers.
Yeah, he's legit. He's kind of like very scary in like the old Clone Wars TV show.
Yeah.
And then like in the like Clone Wars show that like everyone thinks of now, he's pretty good in that too. So mm-hmm. Yeah, he's legit. He did not make any of mine though. Okay. So I actually have four here.
Wow. Okay.
More so because I just thought of one as you were talking. And this one is actually my favorite one. It isn't technically a lightsaber duel, but they made the like sound effects as they did it. So we one time worked at the pool, and Sean, you might have been involved in this actually.
There is photographic evidence. Yes.
Yeah. And they took the water weenies, and they had a lightsaber duel with the water weenies while making the noises. And there was, I think, someone had two at one point, and someone just got like hammered with the water weenies. It was great. It was probably the best lightsaber duel I've ever seen.
It was pretty fun. I'm honored to be a part of that.
Yeah. So that one was pretty awesome. Going to the actual like movies and like actual Star Wars, my favorite one here, we'll go from three to one here.
Okay.
So three is Rey and Kylo in episode 8 in Snoke's throne room. That's one where like they're fighting in that red room against like the guards, and they're like teaming up, and it's really cool. It's like, it's one of those where they make it seem like it's one long shot. So it's really fun there. And it ends really coolly with like, I forget who throws it. One of them throws the lightsaber, and the other one catches it and like just lights it up, and it goes through the guy's head behind him.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. The second one would be, I think it's referred to online as the Duel of Fates. It's from episode 1. It's Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon versus Darth Maul. And that one's just really cool. That's probably actually the moment like I fell in love with Star Wars like that. I was like, oh, fuck, Star Wars is legit.
Yeah.
And I think my favorite, though, is Anakin versus Obi-Wan in episode 3 on the like volcano planet where they're like hopping around and shit. That's probably my favorite.
I have the high ground.
Don't try it. You underestimate my power.
And then he doesn't. So, that one's pretty good. Obviously, it sets up all the Star Wars films from that one. So,
yeah. And that might be, I don't think as many people like that as I think the Duel of Fates is probably like, if you go online, that's the most liked one. So.
Really? So,
yeah.
So none of the ones from the original trilogy.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people just don't like the original trilogy and they like down the like everything about it.
Really? So. I feel like a lot of people love, I'm talking the original, like 4, 5, 6. That's
No, people love that shit.
But like those ones, obviously they do not have the special effects as well. So I haven't watched them for a while, but I just imagine their scenes are not as incredible. Their fighting scenes.
Yeah. I rewatched them here at the beginning of the like lockdown, so way back in like July or whatever. And there's some all right ones, like Darth Vader versus Luke and Empire Strike Back is pretty good. That's really the only one I can even like consider like okay though, just because the like it just wasn't there. The like technical effects weren't there in my opinion, and it was a lot like slower. Like after they started doing one, they started like doing like more like the parkour, like fighting style.
Yeah.
And that's just because I like flashy things, you know, I guess.
it piques my interest more.
Yeah. So yeah.
Fair enough.
All right. Sean, what's our next one?
Our next one is our favorite Mario Kart racer. And we've discussed this, I believe, on the pod before. And if I'm correct, I didn't double check, but I believe my favorite is Toad.
Yeah, I believe you did like Toad. I picked two because we're double dash guys. So I just picked like a race car worth. So I cheated a little bit, but I go with the red baby Koopas and then Diddy Kong.
Okay, that's a good selection. I would probably, if I had to add the two, I would add the red baby Toads probably on there. I don't know why you go with Diddy Kong. I'm just not a Diddy Kong person, but sure.
We explained this on our previous podcast. I love the defensive capabilities of the big banana.
Okay, well, that's, who cares about a fucking banana? So
I do.
Yeah, apparently you do.
All right. We don't need to stay too long on that since we had a whole podcast about it.
Yes.
If you want to hear more about it, go back through our archives. Me and Sean spoke very deeply about our Mario Kart. So,
yeah.
All right, Sean, worst MCU character.
Okay. I feel like the standard one, I had said this before we started and you were like there's a standard. I basically was like, Jordan, there's obviously the obvious pick. And you're like, what? There's not an obvious pick. And so my obvious pick would be Hawkeye.
Because bullshit.
Oh my God. But I'm pretty sure he's the one most people don't like because he's just like, oh, look at me. I got my arrows. I'm going to shoot you from afar, but I can't really do anything else. Cause I'm all my powers are, is I'm just really good at shooting a bow and arrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. He has a skill, John. Not just a God-given gift, you know. He's just skilled.
Sorry.
No, now that you said that, I do recognize that he is probably the one that always comes up.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I thought was because it's like obviously he's not like Captain America or the Hulk or Thor by any means. But if I not just choosing the obvious pick there, I picked Maria Hill.
That is a good one.
The reason is it's not even for the fact I don't even know what her real job is. That's probably part of it. But also because, like, Colby Smulders, I believe that's how you say her last name. She was coming off like How I Met Your Mother. You know, she was real hot, and then they just did her wrong by just giving her this lackluster character. Like, she could have been so much more as Maria Hill, I feel like. But no, all she gets was like just like one little scene here and there, and like a stinger scene in a couple spots. Like, just not that impressive.
So hold on. You think the MCU did Colby Smulders wrong?
Yes.
I think Colby Smulders did the MCU wrong, because they're like, hey, we got this hot upcoming actress, and then she did shit after that. And they're like, all right, well, guess you're not being in the movies because you're not actually that famous.
Okay. That's a solid point.
Also, I think, like, didn't she, like, do, like, the voiceover on, like, the Avengers movie?
The voiceover? What do you mean?
So I think, and maybe this was, like, an early cut or something like that, where, like, she, like, did, like, the voiceover, like, at the beginning and end of the movie. Like, that was her character. Like, she was, like, the narrator of the movie almost.
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
And now, it's been a little while since I've watched the Avengers movie.
Which one? So the original Avengers?
Yeah. The one where she's actually a character. Yeah, she's not a good character. That's a good one. She's so bad that I didn't even consider her.
I don't know. I just, like, the potential seemed to be a lot more there, but it just didn't turn out to anything.
Yeah. And I do think you're onto something too, a little bit, where she's a SHIELD agent. Like, that's her character.
Yeah.
But they, like, made her, like, they essentially were like, hey, SHIELD's not a thing after the second Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Or after Civil War. That's the one. No, not Civil War. Winter Soldier. So, yeah. Then, like, what does her character do after that? Like, just hangs around Nick Fury.
Yeah, it's just doing Nick Fury things. There's a YouTube video of Colby Smulders and Jeremy Renner. I'm like, oh, the two saddest characters.
Do you think they just talk about how, like, hey, we're in the Avengers, but we're kind of not in the Avengers?
Yeah, we're not the important part of the Avengers.
And then Jeremy Renner tries, like, fuck you, man. I'm in the Avengers.
I'm Hawkeye. He doesn't have a standalone film either. That's the thing. Like, they try to make him a part of the Avengers, but it's not like he's, like, there's a Hawkeye film.
So, honestly, out of the original Avengers, I think he's obviously the least important one.
Yeah.
But I do like him as a character. Like, and I like him a lot, actually. I like where they go with him, like, after Age of Ultron, where he's kind of, like, got a family. Like, they make him more grounded. And he's like, hey, I'm, like, the average Joe guy here with, like, this group of gods, but they need me type shit. So I like that.
Yeah, if you put it that way, I'm just saying, like, if I need someone to save the world, if Hawkeye shows up first at my doorstep, I'm going to be like, fuck, we're screwed.
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
Like, oh, then again, though, crap. Like,
then again, if Banner shows up, I'm like, all right, man, I need you to get, like, fucking 4 miles away from me, because you're going to wreck my fucking house.
That's true. I'd be like, please go fight over there.
I just need my cat out of the fucking tree, man.
Yeah, I don't need you to get Hulk up and be all mad.
Yeah. Okay, so here are my least favorite characters are, so I got two here. I got Rhodey. What the fuck's his name?
Oh, Don Cheadle's character?
Yeah, Don Cheadle's character.
Iron Man's best friend, basically.
Yeah. War Machine. Because obviously, like, and I think the character itself is this, it's just like, hey, we wanted another Iron Man sidekick, so we just made, like, Iron Man 2, essentially.
Yes.
And that's all it is. So he's really bland, and, like, I don't get, is he in the military or is he not in the military? Like, that's not very obvious after, like, Iron Man 2, like, what the fuck's going on there?
I mean, I believe in the first film when Terrence Howard is the character, I believe he's in the military, or was in the military, at least.
Yeah, so, like, when does he, like, eventually just not be in the military, or is he always in the military? No, Tony Stark?
I do not know that. Yeah. I have no idea.
He's number two. My least favorite character in the MCU, Doctor Strange. Mostly because he's a fucking asshole. Like, it's like, hey, man, you want to be Tony Stark, but you're not lovable enough. Go away. Go away.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. That is the one of the main, like, MCU movies I never went and watched. I just was not interested in seeing Doctor Strange. I was like, this seems lame. I'm also not a huge fan of Benedict Cumberbatch that much, so that's kind of why.
You watch his movie and it's like, he's an asshole. Like, essentially through the whole movie. And then, like, at the end, it's like, oh, he's kind of got some redeeming qualities. It's like, he's still kind of just an asshole.
Just like, an asshole.
Yeah. So, Doctor Strange, my least favorite character in the MCU.
Okay.
Which is sad because he's going to be, like, important moving forward, I think.
Yeah, if they ever get back to releasing these films.
Oh, they will. Don't worry. They'll make a fucking $1 billion every time again. Don't worry. That's true. That'll come down the pipe. Okay, Sean.
What's our next question is, what's the best and worst X-Men power?
Oh, yeah. I like this one. Sean, I think we both noticed there's a shit ton of powers in the X-Men.
There is.
So this was a lot harder than I thought it'd be, but I went in my gut here. My favorite one is going to be teleportation.
Good choice.
I think it'd be really cool to be able to teleport places. I realize there's like some restrictions, like you have to have been there before, or you have to see. I still think it'd be cool as fuck. So I think that would be my favorite. I'd be able to go anywhere like I want, or like teleport out of like weird situations. And like, hey, if I'm falling off a cliff, like I can just teleport. Like,
I can stop falling off this cliff.
Some people will be like, why don't you just learn to fly? I'm like, well, because teleportation is cooler.
Yeah, it's more fun. I just literally go to another place.
My least favorite one is, so there's two I got here. Either A, the ability to detect other mutants, because it's like, I don't, unless I'm like on the run and needing to find other mutants, I don't want that power, because otherwise it's like, oh, I just feel a lot of people around me.
Cool. Oh, I'm tingling again. God damn it.
Yep. It must be a strong one around here somewhere. or then another one, just because I feel like I would not do well with this, is anything where I spit up acid. Like,
ew, that's like, a power? That seems like not a power. That sounds terrible.
There's plenty of, like, they're all bad guy superhero, or I think most of them are bad guy X-Men. They're, like, their powers, like, they just, like, puke up acid or, like, spit acid or something like that.
Ew.
I feel like I would be going through, like, floors all the time. Like, we already talked about how I drink a lot of Busch Light. Like, I'm hungover someday throwing up acid.
Yeah, acid. You just go straight through your toilet, through the floor.
Yep. Need a new toilet. Great.
Yeah, that does sound rough.
Yeah. What about you? What are yours?
My best one, or my favorite, whatever it is, would be the regenerative, whatever. Yeah. Whatever Wolverine's thing is, where he basically just like heals himself. That's what I would be a fan of, because hey, man, there's times I cut myself a lot, and it takes a little bit for it to heal. And if it could heal in like 10 minutes, even better.
That's cool. Yeah. That is cool.
Like my arm gets lopped off, I can get a new arm. Maybe. I don't know if that exactly works in that, but maybe. I don't know. I just assume it does. Worst one, I was like, would I want to be like Scott Summers or whatever? And every time I took these glasses off, I just laser beam people. I was like, that'd be an awful one. But I went to a website and I just kind of scrolled down to see, and one immediately caught my eye, and it was literally fat growth. And I believe it's by a character whose name is Fat, but spelled P-H-A-T. And his power is literally he gets fat. And that just seems sad. And so I would not want that power. I would not want to be like, oh, no, I got to step this guy. All right, let me get fat. And then, like, I'm a blob. Like, that seems sad and terrible. Like, yeah, while Wolverine's over there just fucking ripped, cutting people to shreds, gets cut, and then it heals immediately, and then I'm just sitting there as a fat blob. Like, no, I'm good.
Sean, I'm gonna be devil's advocate here for both years here.
Okay.
So the fat thing though, like, just imagine like me and you, regular human beings, like we eat a lot and we're like, oh man, I'm gaining some weight. What do I have to do to lose this weight? I gotta work out, I gotta fucking watch what I'm eating. This guy, he can just be like, oh, losing fat. You know, just thinks about it and now he's fit, you know?
That's true.
The healing one's awesome. I love the healing one. My only fear is, like, I don't want to be immortal, essentially like, comes with that. So that's my one thing. Like,
that would be a tough thing, but, you know, whatever. Never die, baby.
If I was a sociopath, maybe I would. Maybe I would. Like, fuck it. I'll live forever.
Yeah, live forever.
But no, those are good ones. I like
those. If I can look like Hugh Jackman in my whole life, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, that's probably it. Like, me living my whole life, like, or forever, like, yeah, maybe not, but like Hugh Jackman, there you go, man.
Yeah, there you go.
fair. Okay. Sean, these ones I'm gonna have to defer to you on some of these because they're more podcast related ones. But okay, how much time do we spend planning a podcast, Sean?
Oh, not much. I would say the most planning we do is we will usually text each. I'll usually text Jordan the Friday before we record. Or what to see if we want to record. We used to record during the week, and then that just got hella harder to do. So we always just record on the weekend. And so I'll usually text him, and we'll figure out a time. Sometimes, if it's not during football season, it's usually like, what do we want to talk about?
Yeah.
Because football is a lot easier to talk about and figure stuff out. So sometimes we'll have a few texts between that. And besides that, then we just, you know, we call each other the day of. And then we usually talk it out, kind of get on form the outline of the show, just topics that we want to talk about, I guess. And that takes all of 10 or 15 minutes. Our problem is sometimes we talk about that stuff and then not record it. And then when we get in the pod, then we record it, but we're like, oh man, we already talked about this. So,
is an issue sometimes.
But that's how much I would say would be about 10 to 15 minutes total.
Yeah, I think so. There are a few more, like obviously the ones where the Bondcast, for example, those ones we spent we spent like hours, I would say, planning those or like, mm-hmm. you know, researching those a little bit.
Yeah, because we have to watch some movies.
Yeah. And it really, I think, depends on like what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I would say unusual. We're talking like 10, 15 minutes. We talk about what we're going to spend planning the pod. But sometimes we take a little bit longer.
Yes.
But so, okay. Sean, I'm just going to ask this next one because you're going to have to answer it because I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
What goes into the editing process of editing the podcast?
There's a few things. It really doesn't take me long. There's other podcasts, like, you know, it would be nice, you know, to have just a full-time editor who could go through and take out the real small bits and pieces or whatever. But I like to have just a real conversation or whatever. That's the goal of the podcast, is just that it's a conversation. I know like other podcasts that they'll listen back entirely and be like, oh, I got to pick and choose this spot. I don't necessarily do that because I think it's more fun to just be like, you're sitting in on us, just hanging out, talking. So what basically goes in is we'll record the podcast and then I will do some simple editing. Basically, I'll take out the beginning and the ends like, wherever we, and just to clean it up a little bit, anytime that one of us has to poop, basically I will edit that part out. That happens more often than you think when we record these podcasts for some reason.
Yeah if anyone out there listening is ever like, man, I have shit every time I listen to Sean and Jordan, we have a running theory that we have the brown noise voices.
Yeah,
that we, our soothing voice just like relieves the bowels. So it could be our voices, you never know.
So typically it's like that stuff that we'd have to edit out or whatever. We don't really have any other circumstances. Sometimes if we have something where one of us has to go do something real quick, we'll edit that out. But there's really not a ton of that. So I do that, clean that up. And then once I have it cleaned up, then I go through and add a compressor effect to it, which basically takes the highs and the lows and pushes them closer together so it sounds more uniform and it isn't like one part's really high, one part's really low. It gives it a more uniform sound. I also use, if you are interested in podcasting, I use Audacity. I know it's a free open source. It's decent enough. Some people don't like it. I think it does well enough for it. I know Adobe Audition's out there. Other people use other things. So that's what I like. And then, yeah, I basically apply the compressor effect, put the tags on the beginning and the end of me singing the intro song. And that always reminds me, if you have music you'd rather hear instead of me singing it, please. We'll take a submission and you can have the beginning. And so I add the beginning and the end, and then I just export it basically. And there I have my episode. And I just have to go and upload it onto SoundCloud.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. That's actually very, so I didn't know most of that. I don't get myself involved in any of that. So I have to give all the credit to Sean for, you know, editing and uploading these.
It's not that hard if you're just doing a simple discussion podcast and there isn't anything like that you're real hardcore you want to take out or something, or you're like that. It's super easy to do. That's why there's so many podcasts, is that if you want to start one, all you need is a mic and that plugs into your computer or a mixer and all that type of stuff, and it's that easy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Sean, I'll just ask this one too, because you kind of already answered it, but how much do we usually cut off our podcast? I would say none.
Not much. I can't even think of a specific time on our podcast where we've cut stuff. There's other times when on the day in the life, and those other times where sometimes I go on to a rant that I shouldn't probably say or whatever, and I'll cut that out if it seems too much sometimes. But typically, most of the podcasts I do, I do not cut anything really, typically.
Yeah, I think even like our bloopers, we just usually leave them in.
Yeah, like it's more fun. I feel like it's, who cares? I don't know. That's yeah, how I, that's what I like about it. Yeah, just enjoy the podcast. It's just us having a conversation. Well, things exactly. like that happen.
Exactly. Okay, again, I'm just going to ask this one because, again, you're going to have to answer most of it. How long do we spend researching? You probably already answered that mostly, but not much.
Not much. Again, probably like 10 to 15 minutes if we have to.
Yeah, I think most of it is because we talk about stuff that we know pretty yeah. much a lot about already, so we don't have to do a ton of research. Obviously, if we're talking like specific rankings or like statistics, we'll look a lot of those up sometimes, but we don't talk about stuff that we need to research a lot of, because in our opinion, I think we know that most people listening to this don't want to hear us talk about stuff that we know nothing about.
Exactly.
So there's really no reason for us to do that. Occasionally when we talk about some stuff that either one of us doesn't know or just something where we thought it would be interesting to talk about, I do think I'll research a little bit, like I'll kind of do an internet deep dive, I guess, a little bit, but nothing super duper researchy.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, it's, yeah, I think the best podcasts and the things is they talk about what they're you just talk about your strengths. We're not trying to go out there and fake that we're talking about something we don't really know what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, that's all I got, Sean. You want to next question?
Next question. Okay. I'm trying to find it. Who is our dream guest, and what would we talk about?
Okay. Yeah, Sean, I'll let you go.
I have three actually, but two are kind of related. The Rock or Vin Diesel, obviously.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because yeah. we love Fast and Furious. They have a lot of muscles. The Rock would just be entertaining, obviously. I don't know what Vin Diesel... He'd be talking like this, and probably, I don't know, he'd want to talk about family or something. I don't know. So
we'd get him to sing. I'd get him to sing.
Yeah, he could sing for us. That'd be great. And so like those two, I think, would be fascinating to talk about their movies career. The other one, I think that both of us would enjoy. We kind of talked about this yesterday when we saw each other at Rita's Cantina. Shout out to Rita's Cantina. Please sponsor the podcast. We were outside on patios, COVID safe. Okay. The other one I would say is Ryan Russillo. I think he'd fit well, because we could actually, I feel like we could hang a little bit with him in terms of talking sports with him.
And yeah.
His kind of broiness. We have a little bit of that too. So I feel like he would make the most sense, where we wouldn't be like we could hang with him just a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I really wanted to put him down as well. My only fear with him is, so I don't think we're good. I don't think we would make good interviewers, Sean.
what? I don't know about you, Jordan. I think I can ask good questions.
Okay. Okay. Maybe. I think our strength is more, like we said, like a conversational.
Well,
hangout.
Yeah, that's what, that's honestly what I would prefer it to be.
Yeah, exactly. And I just don't know, because, and this is, I'm going to compliment Ryan Russillo here on our small podcast here. Yeah. His podcast makes me feel like I already kind of am hanging out. Like, and like I've asked him, I know what he would say to all my questions type thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know if I would be able to have a substantive conversation with him that didn't just go like, "Hey man, like the pod. Thanks." You know,
that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, Ryan. But yeah, no, those would be awesome though. I don't know if my skills would match up well enough to do that, but maybe I just hang off to the side and let you roll. Yeah. Maybe that's the key.
Let me drive.
Yep. Maybe that's what I need to have happen. So going off of that, Sean, my two guests here would play to my strengths. First one, this is not surprising anyone, It's truth serumed Sean McVay.
That'd be real so niche. Truth serum. Okay.
I can't lie. I want to know the truth. I want to get through the non like coach speak. And I would just be like, I'd want like honest answers about like Jared Goff or like fucking like the Rams team. Be like, all right, man, what the fuck's going on with Jared Goff? Like, why are you not throwing the ball over 5 yards? And like, I want honest answers, not like a coach speak about it. Exactly. And just like stuff like that.
Okay.
That'd be really cool. And this other one, I would want Triple H from the WWE. And what we would do is we would fantasy book a whole year of WWE.
Ah, nice.
Like, do some overline stories, you know, like this is what's going to happen. But at this point, we're going to have to start building this guy up. And then by WrestleMania, like, this is going to be our matchup. I think it'd be really fun and be really cool. And he would be like really insidery about it. So he'd be like, nah, that doesn't work because of this. And like, I think it'd be really cool.
Nice. Okay. That's cool. Those are good picks.
And then I guess I did kind of go off on one more here. And I think, Sean, we should probably patent this because it's going to be a big idea the second I say it.
Okay.
We're going to do a podcast style of Bar Rescue.
About bars or about other podcasts?
Podcasts. So what we would do is you get like a big name podcaster, like the two I think of is like Bill Simmons or like Joe Rogan, like two of the big podcasts. Yeah,
yes. Okay. Seems easy enough.
Definitely. And what you have them do is you go to like small, like up and coming podcasts and be like, hey, we need to fix you. Like, and then like we'd find like the equivalent of like, hey, your bartender's like drinking on the job. Essentially, like your podcast, who's drinking on the job. Maybe like, hey, that's our whole thing is we drink on the podcast, but they'd fix it.
Okay.
Or be like, there's rats in the kitchen. Like, hey, man, your sound sucks.
we can't hear you. There's just a ringing in the background.
Yeah. So I think it'd be really fun. It'd be really cool. Obviously, we have some hurdles, like getting a big enough name to like actually do it.
Yeah. That's a good idea, though.
Yeah. I'm telling you, patent it right now.
All right. We'll go patent it right now. We'll head down to the U.S. patent office.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be like, yeah, fuck off. Anybody else you'd want on the podcast, Sean?
No, I think those are it. The Rock, just because he's The Rock, very entertaining. And I don't know, he'd be good. Vin Diesel, I mean, I just want to talk about Fast and Furious with that man and have him sing for us.
Oh, yeah. I wonder, like, how he would be, like, if he'd be really open about, like, Fast and Furious, or he'd be like, yeah, great movie, you know, great movie. Had a great time. That Tyrese guy, he's cool.
He's cool. Ludacris. Big fan.
Yeah. Luda. All right. Sean, next question here.
Yeah.
What came first?
Okay, here you go. You going to say it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm already on it. Right. What came first, chicken or the egg?
It's got to be the egg, man, because of evolution. Obviously, it was not a chicken that did it, but the egg came, and then that was actually the chicken. That's my theory.
Yeah, you took it right out of my mouth. I agree. The egg. There are eggs for tons of generations before that chicken showed up. And then one time a chicken popped out and the mom was like, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck is this chicken?
And that chicken probably then ate the mom because that's how evolution works.
That's how it does.
Yep. So, all right. Next one.
Can we get a blooper reel? That's basically just listening to the podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
There is no blooper reel out there. It's just us talking. Okay.
Yeah.
Write a movie for your favorite superhero character. What story would you tell and who would you cast? I guess what I went with, I didn't go for a specific superhero character. I did characters. And that would be a Fast and Furious and Marvel Cinematic Universe crossover event. Because obviously Fast and Furious are also superheroes with cars. So I don't know what's going to happen. I assume there's some alien coming to destroy Earth. And they have to drag race for Earth supremacy. And the Avengers, obviously, they can't drive cars as well as Dom Toretto can. And so they have to call on Dom Toretto, and then they drag race. But then obviously the aliens are sly and cheaters and start attacking. And so, you know, the Avengers come in and they tag team with the cars, you know, like Captain America teams up with Dom Toretto. Tony Stark teams up with Letty. You know, it's just like a combination thing, and it's beautiful and amazing. And obviously everyone who I cast is everyone who's still in the film. And we're bringing back Paul Walker somehow. I don't know how, but he'll be in the film.
Dang, that's way cooler than my idea. I'm super jealous right now. Sean, who goes to who in that scenario? Do you think the Fast and Furious crew like meets up with the Avengers like, hey, we heard you had an issue, we can solve it? Or do you think like the Avengers go to the Fast and Furious guys and like, we need your help?
No, Captain America and Tony Stark are going to have to go to like a garage in LA somewhere, and Dom Toretto is just working on a car, and they're like, we need you, Dom. And he's like,
I can see it right now. Like, they walk up, like, you don't know they're in the movie. They walk up to this garage, and like, Steve's like, Tony, why are we here? And he's like, I know a guy. And like, you like go into the garage, and all you see is that black Mustang or whatever it is. And then, like, to the side, there's a Corona, and like, you just see his hand reach out and drink it. And he's like, what do you want? He's like, we need your help. And he's like, he like slams it down. He's like, I knew you'd come.
And there you go. It's a fucking great movie.
That is awesome. I almost don't want to say mine now, because that was a good one. Damn. Mine's Batman.
Okay.
Because I like Batman a lot. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reverse the roles on Batman, where Batman is now the crime boss in Gotham, and he's the bad guy.
Okay.
And the Joker's the good vigilante guy.
All right.
I don't know how it would work, but I like it, and I want it to happen. Because, like, it works so much better because, like, Bruce Wayne's, like, a rich motherfucker who, like, could just be a crime boss.
Yes.
And then he's got all his gadgets and shit, though. And so here's my casting. For Robin, I'd have the fat kid from Stranger Things. I looked up his name, and it's Gaten Matarazzo. I didn't say that right.
Okay.
Fat kid from Stranger Things. Joker, I got Lakeith Stanfield. He's popping off right now. He's like from Atlanta. He was just in that Judas and the Black Messiah movie. He's a big name. He's popping off right now. And my Batman. Here's my Batman, because he's just the right amount of crazy to play bad Batman. Shia LaBeouf.
Dude, man, he's getting Me Too'd again. So I don't know if he can be in it that well, but I get where you're coming from. If he doesn't have that baggage, he'd be a perfect shitty Batman.
Yeah, so I should state. He probably shouldn't be in the movie because of all the Me Too shit. But he could be a bad guy in the movie. Like,
yeah,
people
that's
already
true.
Don't like him. Like, hey, you're the fucking bad guy in this movie. Should he be in the movie? No, but perfect bad guy.
No, I like that idea because, I mean, that's what Batman kind of, even, they kind of strike at that. Obviously, the Joker's the bad guy, but the Joker, in a way, is, you know, the yin to Batman's yang, I guess. And so you could easily switch that around to make the Joker look like the good guy in a sense.
Yeah, essentially you just gotta like switch like who's killing people and who's not.
Yeah.
And then like they're the good and bad guy.
Yeah.
So that would be mine. I like yours better though. Fuck. That's awesome.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, Sean. You can say the next one.
Okay. What is our favorite GIF / meme? Mine would be a meme. I'm gonna go with a meme. I don't know these that well. That's why I'm going to go with this basic one, but the one where, you know, it's the classic guy and the two women where he's looking back at the one girl and then the one girl's looking at him like, what the fuck, man, you're looking at this other girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a classic one. You can do a lot of fun stuff with it.
That is a good one. That's a good one. Mine is – I actually don't know the difference between these two. So mine is a – I think it's a GIF.
GIF moves, I believe.
Oh, yep. I got it. I'm on it. And it is a scene from Silicon Valley where this character essentially would always go like, this guy fucks, to like the really awkward guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's essentially my favorite GIF. It's just like this guy like saying like, this guy fucks.
This guy fucks.
Because I've used it. I like using it just for like funny moments where like this guy's like being cool or like this guy's kind of awkward. And I'll just be like, this guy fucks.
I like it. That's a good choice.
That's my favorite. All right, Sean, we're kind of getting down to the end here, so let's get these last ones on here.
Yeah, let's pound this out.
Ooh, nice. What is your favorite / top board or card game?
All right, I'll do both. Board game is Ticket to Ride. I love trains. This game is about building trains across the United States or other parts of the world. It's great. I just love trains. Card game, Pepper. That's just from where I grew up. I've always enjoyed playing Pepper. It's classic. And when you know people who know Pepper, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Pepper's a great game. It's not my favorite. My favorite is actually Euchre, which is just an offshoot of it.
Bullshit. I'm fucking Euchre.
Gross. Yeah. I know. But I enjoy Euchre more. Sean, I was going to ask you. So am I only a friend with you because I'm an engineer and your love of trains? Is that the whole thing?
I think that's it.
Okay. Just so we're on the same page. So my favorite board game, though, would be Risk. Okay. A game that we like can rarely ever finish in our friend group, but I love playing it.
I know. I honestly I don't think I've ever completed a game of Risk, but I always want to play the game because it's a super fun game. I love taking over people, taking over countries. Yeah.
It's got just the right amount of like strategy to it. Yeah. And then just the right amount of like when you're dominating and you're just like taking over people, it just, you feel like a fucking boss.
Yeah, you feel great.
Yeah. So Risk is probably my favorite board game.
All right.
All right, Sean, we got our last one. Take it away.
What is the best beer you've had? Not like brand, because we already know that, but the situation of when you've had this said beer and you've cracked a cold one.
Okay. I'll go first on this one. Right. And so mine were, I have two again, cause we like cheating on these mailbags. And my first one would be after I took my last final in college.
Ooh.
I went to a bar with one of my classmates. Like, we walked out. Our last final was our toughest final. We walked out. We went to a bar and had a beer. And it was just great, like, knowing, like, fuck it. Like, we're done. Like, whatever's going on. We knew we had passed the class. So, like, it would just, like, depend on what our grade was at that point. But, like, we're done. We've now graduated college. This is awesome. That feeling was pretty great. The other one I had was after the wedding ceremony on my wedding day. We got on the bus and I had, my brother gave me two Busch Lights. And I started drinking one and like moving like up to the ceremony and all that. Just like, it was really stressful getting stuff together, you know, making sure everything was planned. And like at that point it was like, we've done pictures, we've done everything. Like, now we get a party. Like, this is the fun time. And that was like a big, like, fuck yeah moment.
That's true. That was a good moment. I was on that bus drinking well before you got on that bus. but it was a good time. That makes sense. My favorite best beer moment was one, being in college and anytime being out on the Suds patio in the summer or like on a nice warm night and just drinking a beer and looking out over the College Hill was always a cool feeling because I love Suds and it was great. It felt good. I miss it. The other time, honestly, it was a few years ago, and one of my friends from college had recently, I think, moved to Des Moines, and I don't remember where Kim was. I think she was out of town, and so, like, you know, I didn't have anything to do, and he had just recently moved, so he didn't know a ton of people. So this is something I wish I would do more. I just, you know, obviously with COVID, I can't do it, but I just busy with comedy stuff. So it's hard for me to do this often, but I just invited him out. We just went to a Shorty's, which is a bar downtown Des Moines. I think Jordan, you would enjoy that bar. It's a lot more chill than most of the downtown bars. It's below, it's a basement bar type of thing. And we just sat in the corner. It was $1 hams. And we just fucking drank a lot of hams that night and we just hung out and just chilled. And then this is what was funny is that then one of our friends' girlfriends, who at the time they had only been dating for a little bit, like it wasn't like we knew her super well, but then she came out and it was just us three just hanging out. She did not want to stay at Shorty's though, so we ended up at Beer Can, but still fine. But it was that just sitting in there's nothing better than just hanging with a friend or something, just drinking a beer at a bar and just like catching up and just hanging out where you're not worried about what you're going to do next for, you know, those next few hours, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good one. I miss those. Those are always great ones. Offshoot of those are like bonfires.
Yeah,
bonfires. Bonfire beers are always great.
Yeah, always good to be around a bonfire.
Those are good ones too. Those take me back. Those are bittersweet right now. Hopefully here in the next few months we can all enjoy more of them.
Yes, exactly.
But damn, yeah, those are good ones.
I that yeah it, it's hard. I said beer. Obviously, I could go with martinis, and anytime I'm at the Lyft, I enjoy a nice martini at the Lyft, and that bar is nice and chill, quiet most of the time. Not only cool people know about it. It's usually not swamped by the out-of-town crazy folk that come to Des Moines, so it's more of a local establishment, and I know the bartenders there a little bit, or at least knew them when they worked there, so that was always well worth it, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I would say I know what my favorite martini ever was, and that would be at your wedding, Sean, when we all had one. Like, we all, like, went up there and had one, and the bartender's like, what? And we're like, yeah, martinis. We need appletinis.
He's like, what is this?
Yeah, we had to explain to him what it was, and it was great.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yeah, so, yeah, those were good. Sean, do you, since we're here at the end of our mailbag, do you have any questions that you want us to answer on the air?
I don't know. I don't.
Okay, neither do I. I just want to make sure, you know.
No, but, this is for our listeners to ask us questions.
Yeah, I know, but we're at the end, you know. But this has been fun, Sean. I'm glad we got some questions.
Yeah. Feel free. You can ask at any time. You don't have to wait for a specific episode, because we can always throw in a few at the end of an episode.
And yeah, I would say if we get consistent amounts, it could definitely be a thing. Otherwise, yeah, you're listening and you're like, man, I'm just going to save a bunch for the next mailbag. Feel free. Don't know when it'll be, but feel free.
Yeah.
So we appreciate everyone who sent questions in. If you're like, damn, I missed out, like, feel free to, like Sean said, reach out to us and let us know.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, Sean, any last things you want to talk about here before we let our fine listeners go?
Just have a wonderful week, guys. That's it.
Yeah. Like and share the podcast.
Yes. Subscribe. Well, whatever you got to do, do that, please.
Yeah. Five stars.
Five stars, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
All right. So, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under the Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.